This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To the friendly confines of the studio after a wonderful trip to Bottineau, North Dakota. Hi, friends. It's Scott Hanlon, host of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. My partner Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here as well. He's been busy in the graphics department. Thank you very much for your...
You ready to do that Colt 45? Do we need to stop by the liquor store on the way at noon, or...
Follow the fun on Facebook.
I'm not sure that was the Colt 45 he was talking about. But
Friday,
we show up with a couple of cans or bottles and see what he does.
There you go. It is Good Friday today. The most ill-named religious holiday of the Christian faith. Anything but good on this Good Friday, as one of our Facebook posters has a post of the famous scene on Mount Calvary with the three crosses and the phrase, only one Black Friday offers eternal savings. Got to think about that one, Todd. You really got to, I know you're instantly thinking to 60-inch TVs for $100, but it's a different kind of Black Friday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
Pretty good.
Really, I'm not that shallow, Scott. Come on.
I know you're not. But
besides the 75-inch TV, I have.
You got to read it a few times. Eternal savings. So, anyway, kind of
savings.
It's the best part of Facebook.
It's
all these
you're not
that,
retail, because I'd hate to find out what would happen.
Very good stuff out there. Anyway, we're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, North Dakota Oil Can Program. Speaking of Facebook, I probably get more of my info from the North Dakota Oil Can folks that post different articles and things that are happening from their Facebook post than I do even the website. But there's NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, and then there's also the Facebook page. So follow that as well. And keep tabs on what's happening. There is a lot happening, a lot going on in the oil and gas industry in North Dakota. In fact, I have a post on my website, or the Facebook page, rather, about some pipelines approved yesterday by the Public Service Commission. So... Definitely action happening. They also have a shout-out to the folks at Purity Oil Services. They were the winners of the Oil Field Services Company of the Year at the Rocky Mountain Oil and Gas Awards. So kind of a neat deal. There's family members that are in the team, and, you know, family and community value is very important to the folks at Purity, and so they won this award, which is really neat. Congratulations to them. See it right there, NorthDakotaOilCan.com or their Facebook page. All right, we have a week from today a Republican convention in North Dakota, which will send about 2,000 folks to decide who will be the Republican nominee for governor of the great state of North Dakota. And since we're closing in on that, we're doing another round of talk radio town halls. Wayne Stengen, the attorney general, candidate for governor last Friday. Rick Becker, state representative, this Friday. And then Doug Burgum will join us on Tuesday. So chance for you to really focus on that race on the heels of the convention that I continue to hear Donald Trump is going to be at. Although I see Rob Porton saying that Black has Ben Carson coming. I heard Ben Carson was coming a couple of weeks ago, but I heard Donald Trump displaced Ben Carson because Carson is a surrogate for Donald Trump now. So I, if I were you, I'd just play it safe and be there because there's going to be some high-profile folks at the Republican convention, no doubt about that. What else? Carl Rove will be here next hour. We've been letting you know that Carl will be here for a week or so. We've got a number of your questions coming in. My favorite is for his take on the War of Wives. Have you been following this now? There's the battle of the cheap shots going back and forth between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz on the involvement of their wives in the campaign. It's wow. I don't know if... Well, I could ask, Rick, you don't have any plans to attack the wives of either of your opponents in this race, do you, Rick?
No, I think I'll stay away from any significant others.
Yeah, there we go. We'll go North Dakota nice. But anyway, it's getting a little ugly there. So Karl Rove on that. And also the comparisons to, other races in history. For instance, Abe Lincoln went in with the most delegates to a Republican convention, but not a majority. And guess what? He was the nominee. Ted Cruz should be boning up on Abe Lincoln history. And Carl's also written a book about William McKinley, the triumph of William McKinley in the election of 1896. We think things are really bad, honestly, even this War of Wives deal that I'm joking about. Been a lot worse in history. So there you go. So let's get to it here this morning on the program. And here's how you can join us. We'd love it if you would. You can call us. Simple as that. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is open always for you. 800-228-0550. You can call our 24-7 line for Carl later or for Rick today or any other guests anytime, 24-7, 855-200-1776. You press 1 to leave a message and ask a question or 2 to chat with us live on the air when we are. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. That's 701-226-8503. You can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Answer any of the questions on Facebook, and we have a few there for Rick as well today for the Talk Radio Town Hall. So Representative Rick Becker is here, the Talk Radio Town Hall underway, and your calls, questions, and comments. Welcome, Rick. Thanks for doing this. Welcome back. How are you?
Thank you. Doing real well.
So bring us inside the campaign. What's is this a busy time? Are you going like every night, every day? You're talking to delegates all you can. What's happening?
Yeah, well, we've been going every night, every day for a long time now, very focused on reaching out to the delegates that we know are there, looking for people that would become delegates for open slots, because a lot of the districts still have open slots. So we are very, very focused on specifically next weekend, where we plan to get the endorsement at the convention. So this aspect of the campaign sort of bickering a little bit, we're not interested in being any part of that. We just want to keep gaining delegates.
Now, when you call a delegate, do you say, can I count on your vote? I mean, you ask for the order?
Well, the order that I handle the phone calls is I let them know who I am and why I'm reaching out to them, and that specifically if they have any questions, if they want to know where I stand on the issues, or if they have concerns about me as a candidate, I'd like to be able to discuss that, answer questions for them. And then I end up asking if they have a leaning for one of the candidates or the other, and if it sounds like they are in line with my thinking, I ask if I can count on their support. But simply calling and saying, hey, can I count on your support? I'm trying to go a bit deeper than that and actually make a connection.
So you're sort of building the relationship a little bit and trying to get to know them and figure out if it's a good fit.
Yeah, the whole idea of just, who can reach the delegate or reach them first and say, hey, do you support me? Well, North Dakota Nice, I mean, we generally are going to say yes, to the first person that calls. And, we're looking for the voters in the primary to have some insight and to make decisions based on something with more substance. I think that we want to ask the same, at least, of our delegates to do more than simply, well, I'm committed because, I got the first phone call. You know, you've got three different candidates, and there's an opportunity here. We need to ask the delegates to really take responsibility, figure out who their guy is, and then go with that person.
So as you make those, have you talked to everybody now? Have you through your list talked to everybody that's a delegate or close?
No. No, you're asking me personally. I've not come close yet, but I'm still working on it. You know, I mean, there are 1,500 delegates, give or take, and of course, my phone calls aren't simply who do you support. You know, if that was it, I could hire a polling company. My phone calls are, 15, 30. I've had 45-minute phone calls with single delegates, and the downside is I can't reach everybody, but the upside is the people I do reach, I'm making a connection with.
And you said earlier, you're feeling pretty good. So how do you know that? I mean, just based on the percentage of ones you've talked to and the ones that you say, sounds like you're leaning my way. Can I count on your support? I mean, you got a
right.
Certain number you're shooting for. What? Tell us a little bit about how your math is working out.
We're looking at the numbers. We've got essentially seven or eight categories, strong and lean for each of the three candidates, and then unknown and undecided. And we're able to look at the numbers that are strong, lean, and then those that are undecided indetermined, we can make an estimate of how those are going to break out. And you know, we're expecting that. Bottom line is, this is going to be a very, very tight race.
And by the way, Rick Becker is our guest today on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Questions or comments, welcome for him. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number. You're going to call right up to the convention? I mean, right till they start showing up in Fargo for the voting?
Yep, I'm going to go light today because it's Good Friday. I'm not going to call on Sunday for Easter, but every other day I'll be calling.
There's very little time for a holiday even in this frenetic pace leading up to the convention, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's interesting. All right, short break, and when we come back, we'll get into some of the issues that have been prominent in this campaign, what concern folks most about their state and ultimately affecting their vote. Of course, obviously, the budget's been in the news a lot, so we'll talk a little bit about that, too, and welcome your calls, questions, and comments for Rick Becker today. Give us a ring on the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Gate City Bank believes staying local is a better way of banking. It's why we locally approve home loans, along with locally financing and servicing your loan, too. That means your mortgage lives where you do and not in some other state. Have a question on your mortgage? You'll speak with someone right down the street. Get started today. Stop by your local Gate City Bank location or visit GateCityBank.com. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming 2016 machinery auctions feature the following: a 2009 John Deere tractor 9630 with only 960 hours, a 2012 John Deere 1890 NT 60-foot air drill, and a 2006 John Deere 9860 SDS combine. Numerous headers, tillage equipment, and an excellent lineup of semi-trucks, grain trucks, and trailers. For detailed information on these items and hundreds more, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Back to the phone we go. Art, Sunbelt Business Brokers, is on the phone. Hello, Art. How's it going today?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. Looking forward to telling our listeners about how Sunbelt Business Brokers has been around for some time and really made a name for itself in business sales. Tell us a little bit about that, would you?
Yeah, Sunbelt's been around since 1978. It has over 240 franchises, 1,400 sales brokers on six continents, and we usually sell about 2,000 businesses annually. So Sunbelt of North Dakota is one of those franchises. So we have a worldwide reach, but it's locally owned and controlled.
Now, we have a website we're going to give out in a moment. Tell us about how powerful that is for your listings.
Our website gets three times the view of our next three competitors combined.
That's a great way to reach buyers, folks, and that is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Start now. Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Has it, ladies and gentlemen? And I know you instantly think of the parts you might need for whatever you're working on. Maybe it's an 89 Corvette or a 66 Chevelle or a 1990 Camaro, and you know exactly what you're looking for. How about a 1988 Plymouth Horizon? Yeah, how about that? You'd go with that as well. These are all vehicles, by the way, that are in the Hogstead family. Tracy works in the Yankton store. Started out as a bookkeeper for a dozen years and just kind of kept moving on up, as a matter of fact, in the Heedalls family, and loves it. And whenever I call the Heedall folks, I always say, what was your first car? That's my favorite question. And hers, unfortunately, was an 88 Plymouth Horizon.
Yeah, it's not exactly the General Lee, is it? Wow.
She said that her husband said, actually, after the Pacer, they made the Horizon. There's a couple of beauties. But anyway, they do have better, you know, slightly better wheels in the family. The Corvette, the Camaro, the 90 Camaro, the 66 Chevelle. So.
Oh, there you go.
And I said, give me a good story about a customer you're taking care of. She said, we had somebody in here looking for a part for a 53 Buick Special, master cylinder. I guess the brake parts also, which can be hard to find. The master cylinder, I think, is hard to find, but they found them. They did. They also get folks in there that have old tractors that are looking for, you know, point systems and, you know, change out electronic systems and constantly come in. And guess what? They usually find the parts. So stop and see Tracy and all the good folks at Heedalls. Heedalls has it. The parts you need. Great people, too. More of our Talk Radio Town Hall with Rick Becker today. Representative Rick Becker is a plastic surgeon from Mandan. Lives in Bismarck now. Or do I have that around, do I have that opposite?
Nope, that's right.
Yeah, you're from Mandan, but you live in Bismarck now.
Correct.
Bismarck plastic surgeon and state representative in his second term in the state legislature. Questions or comments for him are certainly welcome, and we have a few waiting on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Let's get to them. Luke and Dickinson, what's on your mind?
Hello. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Of course, sir.
Well, I have three things. Mr. Becker, I have watched your voting record now since you got in, and my wife and I made a hobby out of it. We watch every vote that comes in, and immediately we realized, who is this conservative guy? And at first we were like, he's a plastic surgeon, he can't be conservative, but your voting record has constantly showing how much of a conservative you are. In fact, you're so conservative that we've seen that you should actually be a constitutionist party instead of a Republican, which leads me to my second thing, is it is so nice to see a Republican running that actually has Republican values. And I, Mr. Becker, we have watched your voting record to the T. It's beautiful. Are you rated number one for most conservative?
Yeah, that's with Rob Port and the way they ranked legislators. Currently I'm ranked number one, and I, right. You know, that's my one of my little bragging points that I've been saying at the district conventions.
And I noticed also on the JBS, you were rated number one as well. I didn't realize it with Rob Port.
Yep.
And then other also I wanted to say at the debate, you kicked butt on the debate. You're the only fellow that came out on pro-life, strong pro-life, and I just wanted to tell you thank you for that. We're praying for you. Godspeed. That is, I mean, Wayne Stengem, he hawed around about it. I did some checking on him, 1991, Bill HB 1515. And he was saying he was, you know, pro-life, but obviously that's just more of the same rhetoric. 1995, actually, you brought that out. I checked it. I double-checked what you said. You're absolutely right, SB 2539. I checked it out after you said you brought it up at the debate, and you're absolutely right. And then Doug is running, and he might also be on the Democrat list. I mean, he's as liberal as the day is long, and I just wanted to call and tell you, you have our support. We're going, and we're voting for you. That's the only reason we're going up there. So, Godspeed.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's nice.
Appreciate your voting record.
Thanks for the call, Luke. Appreciate it. Cody in Bismarck, you're next for Representative Rick Becker on the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Becker. I just wanted a quick clarification on your stance on marijuana, I guess. There's been a lot of talk about it in the state and a lot of petitions going around. And I just, usually when you get on the topic, it seems like you get cut off or something happens. So I figured I'd ask you to clarify.
And there's actually a two-part question there, and this did come up at the debate that we did for the North Dakota Republican Party, because there's two petitions circulating. One would be for legalization of recreational marijuana, and then a separate one for medical marijuana. And I actually don't remember your. I know that there was some people that were against both. I think Wayne was against both. I think Doug Burgum said, "I'm against recreational, but I'm for medical." And I don't remember your position. Were you yay on both?
Well, my position is that, I'm going to give you a direct answer, but I want to lay it out clearly because I've had questions on it. I'm for decriminalization, and there's a big problem with overcrowding in prisons, the spending that we're having. I've spoken with the people at the Department of Corrections, and there seems to be a very strong consensus that for people that are smoking marijuana, to put them in and fill up our county jails and to add to the burden of our prison system just doesn't make sense. Decriminalizing it isn't the same as legalizing it. It makes it an infraction where your first offense would be a fine of up to $1,500. A second offense, you could still go to jail. So it's not this decriminalization is not something so dramatic and extreme. So that's what I'm pushing for as a legislator or as a governor. I think that that's a wise move to decriminalize it. Then the next part of the question came up about these petitions, and I think the petitions are great. I think the people of North Dakota should decide for themselves as a state, do we want medical marijuana? Do we want recreational marijuana? Whatever the vote is, I'm perfectly content because neither of those are my platform. Neither of those are something I'm pushing for. When a medical marijuana bill came up recently in the legislature, I voted no on it, not because I'm against medical marijuana, but because I didn't like how the bill was constructed and it involved a big bureaucracy. So I voted no on it. So I'm very specific on individual bills. There was a bill, I believe, for recreational marijuana in Iowa or Ohio recently. Had I been a citizen there, I would have voted no on that because it involved kind of an oligopoly for people who could supply it, and it was kind of a crazy situation. So then, Scott, I think it was you that brought it around to, okay, but how are you going to vote on these two issues? Well, in one respect, we have to keep in mind, we're not talking any longer when you ask that question, what am I going to do as governor or legislator? You're asking me what my vote is as a private citizen. So one of 400,000 votes, what I answered was, yeah, maybe I would. It depends how the bill's written, but I might very well vote for legalization as a private citizen. But that's not part of my platform. It's not what I'm working toward.
All right. Cody, did that clear things up for you?
Oh, yeah, it sure did. And thanks, Dr. Becker. I'll see you in Fargo.
I appreciate the call. Chad on the road is next on the Talk Radio Town Hall for Representative Rick Becker. Don't go away. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Soybean basis in North Dakota has seasonal patterns that producers need to be aware of when marketing soybeans. The majority of soybeans produced in North Dakota are exported into Southeast Asia. This export program runs strong from October through about April. By the time we move into May, the South American crop is being aggressively exported. This competition causes a drop in exports from the Pacific Northwest, causing basis problems in North Dakota. The basis pattern in North Dakota is as follows. Weak at harvest, then strengthening into February, March, and weakens by May. Understanding the seasonality and basis levels for North Dakota soybeans is important to market them successfully. South America has a large crop again this year, and this will likely put downward pressure on basis by May. Be aware of this if you are storing North Dakota soybeans.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Listen to your radio program on the Northern Plains. It's a talk radio town hall edition of the program today for hour one here with Representative Rick Becker. A little bit of open phone time to start next hour, and then Carl Wolf will join us to talk a little bit about the presidential race and where that's at. And also elections in history that may have been worse than this one. Possible? Huh, I don't know. Cloverdale what? Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. How'd you sleep last night, Todd? You sleep pretty good?
I slept awesome.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
And I do know the difference. When my pillow's been taken by cats or a wife, it's a different night's sleep, and it's not nearly as good. I'm not just saying that either. It's
one true sign you've had a good sleep is you wake up and you wonder what planet you're on. You know, you can't figure out what time of day it is, where you're at. And you were in the zone. You were in that REM sleep, and that's the kind of sleep you get, which, by the way, is the most important thing to your health. And we care about you. We love you, ladies and gentlemen. You're part of our What's On Your Mind radio audience. We want you healthy and listening and calling. So the most important thing to your health is your sleep. Most important thing to your sleep is MyPillow. Right now, for our listeners and our listeners only, the 4-for-1 deal is back. $160 savings if you go with this deal. Classic 4-pack combo, $99.88. You get the two classic pillows. They're the good ones. And by the way, somebody called the other day and said, I saw it. You know, my pillow kind of cheap at a Walmart, different deal. That's a standard pillow. That's not the classic or the premium, okay? There is a difference. It'd be like, the kind of tire you buy. Yeah, you could buy a tire at Walmart, too. How's that going to treat you? Anyway,
there's a Chevette, there's a Corvette. They're not necessarily just as fast as one another.
Precisely. The 2-for-1 deal on the premium pillow is still available, too. So if you want these deals, call 800-506-9028. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, or 800-506-9028. Okay, back to the calls in a minute. We did get an email related to the previous call on marijuana saying, well, it's obvious that Becker is soft on crime and drugs. And that label will come with your comment that I'm for decriminalization, because obviously law enforcement is not for decriminalization. They don't like that idea at all. What do you say to the emailer who says you are soft on crimes and drugs, right?
Well, that's a misrepresentation. If you look at the issues that we have, our prisons are overcrowded. The cost for running the Department of Corrections and Rehab is very high. The counties are building jails as fast as they possibly can and looking for more money. So we have to look. There are currently committees for alternatives to incarceration. We have to look at things where we can try and affect some change. One of the areas is with regard to marijuana. If someone is smoking marijuana in their house, they are, in my opinion, not causing violence to anyone. You know, whether I agree with them is irrelevant. The point is them doing that doesn't affect me. So they're not posing a harm to society. what are we doing by sending them to prison? Their studies have shown they're going to come out and they're going to smoke marijuana again. The people in Department of Corrections are fully on board with what I am proposing with decriminalization. I don't think they're soft on crime. They're two very different things. You can't take one position and say, well, that means then all of these other things. It's completely a wrong way of looking at it. I don't know what, you know, for instance, the person saying that, how long do they want them in prison? You know, if they want less than a life sentence, does that mean they're soft on crime? I mean, we need to look at things reasonably. Decriminalization, it's still illegal to smoke marijuana. You just don't send these people to prison. The other thing is, why in the world are we then, looking at the secondary consequences of doing this? Why are we looking at the possibility that if someone is doing this, again, nonviolent, no victim, we're sending them to prison at our cost? Their families then no longer have a one person in their family. If we say it's the breadwinner, they no longer have that person providing for their family. So now that family goes on some sort of form of welfare, again, at a cost to the taxpayer. I don't think we're doing anybody any favors by sending these people to prison, and that's what I'm looking at doing. It's common sense. It's not soft on crime.
All right. Texter says, I heard the earlier caller mention that that you were pro-life. How can you say you're pro-life when you voted against the pro-life bills in the 13 session? I guess that means the 2013 session, right? Now that you're running for governor, you say you would vote for them. I find that pretty politically convenient to say.
Yep. And, I can't argue that. It sure sounds that way. And I know, Scott, you've said the same thing even after I've tried to explain at the debate I did explain. In 2013, I voted against the 6-week bill. I voted for the 20-week bill. My position at that time and prior and since has been that life starts at conception. I mean, that's medically, scientifically true. The question that I had at 2013, which I hadn't had posed to me before, was, okay, but when does a being become an individual with individual rights? At that point, then government's job is to protect those rights. That's something that I had to give a lot more thought to. It's something that I spoke with a lot of people, we can call them experts, about. And I did come to the conclusion that, in essence, there is no time during gestation, during pregnancy, that we can say clearly, well, this is when a person gets their individual rights. And so if there's any question at all that it might be earlier, we can't allow the risk for government to potentially allow the life of an individual to be taken. Therefore, it does become government's job to protect that life. That's my position. You know, the listener, including yourself, Scott, are going to have to determine whether I'm full of it or whether it's a true position. You know, it's a true position. I can't tell you. I'm not going to beg someone to believe me. It is what it is. I would vote differently than I did in 2013.
All right, let's get back to those phones. Let's see, Chad on the road is next. What's on your mind, Chad?
Great program, and we have three really great Republican candidates for governor in North Dakota. Makes the first crowd in North Dakota. Mr. Berg, question I got for you. Eastern part of North Dakota has always been more of industrial and has a very broad base as for our economy. However, Western North Dakota is more dependent on oil and also agriculture. Both industries are going to have some problems this year. One question I have for you is that I've seen in the Wall Street Journal today that another oil company that has a big play in the Bakken's in the Williston area, Emerald Oil out of Denver, has filed Chapter 11. If oil prices stay below $50 a barrel, there's going to be a lot more companies having problems. What would you do as governor of North Dakota based on the fact that we have a low tax rate for businesses and also our workers' comp rates are very, very low? What would you do to get companies other industries to come to Western North Dakota to help strengthen that base for the state of North Dakota?
So it's if I understand the question correctly, it's kind of the along the same lines as what will you do to diversify the economy? And my two opponents discuss the importance and their interest in diversifying the economy. And you know, I will agree that a diversification provides for greater security than if an area like agriculture, and certainly two areas at the same time, like we currently have, go down. You know, the full effect is softened a little bit. The concern I have is I would love to know how we, as a government, as a governor, as a legislature, will diversify the economy without having that be, in essence, cronyism and corporate welfare. Because the only way you can induce companies to come, again, if you want to diversify, that means, number one, you've chosen what type of industry you want to come. You're picking what you think is going to be best for North Dakota. And then you try and induce them to come by giving tax credits, breaks, and subsidies and so forth. Well, we already have that. We have currently a committee looking at 18 different programs that are there to induce companies to come to help diversify. And a lot of them aren't working. A lot of them, there's a question if they were ever, you know, a legitimately smart program. And so if we look at what they were trying to accomplish, they were trying to accomplish an overall lower tax and regulatory burden, except that it was done by favoritism, by picking winners and losers. So you said that North Dakota has a low corporate tax rate. That's not exactly true. We have we're certainly in the upper half of corporate tax rates in the nation. We can decrease the tax rate further. We can make the tax environment, the tax climate, much better, lower the regulatory burden. Then we'll accomplish the same thing for all companies, all industries that we are trying to do for select few that we are choosing. That'll allow a diversification on its own. And so I'm completely opposed to picking the winners and losers.
All right, appreciate the call. I'm going to keep moving here because we're getting short on time and a lot of questions to get to. Don in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Rick Becker.
First of all, Representative Becker, thank you for your conservative approach to our political system. But I have a question regarding property tax exemptions. That question is, how do you feel about Renaissance Zone property and income tax exemptions, especially when that Renaissance Zone is located within a tax increment financing zone?
So that's a bundle of questions in a question. I'm opposed to the income tax deduction or credit for Renaissance Zone, because anything in the Renaissance Zone is designed to help a local municipality, right, a city. And so the problem with there being an income tax credit is that essentially that aspect then is subsidized by all citizens of the state, most of whom do not get any benefit from some local development. With regard to the property tax aspect of the Renaissance Zone, I have to sort of divide it up a little more, and I'll have to do it quickly, but I'm actually okay with that. I'd rather have it not be a statewide system. If the city wants to allow a temporary abatement of property tax on the building, then I think that's up to them to do, because that keeps it close to the citizens of that city or county. If the citizens don't want that, then they can simply vote to not have it, and if their wishes are not heard, they can vote the people out. So I would do it on a very limited basis. And in fact, a lot of the cities in Bismarck specifically has, without any type of special program, Renaissance Zone. If you do an addition on a commercial building, the value of the addition is not taxed on property for 5 years. You don't even have to ask for that. As far as TIF funds, I'm not in favor of TIF funds at all. Again, that has to do with kind of a redistribution of what should go to the general property tax funds instead of something very particular that the citizens don't have control over.
John, appreciate the call. Some email questions when we come back for Rick Becker. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
We've all heard the reports and seen the studies, and the headlines read North Dakota number one booziest state in America, and one in three North Dakotans report binge drinking in the past month, and it's part of our culture. But what's more is that it's part of what's killing North Dakotans, from unborn children to senior citizens. According to North Dakota Department of Transportation, 47% of all fatal crashes in 2014 were alcohol-related. From those crashes, 63 people died and families and friends were impacted. From overconsumption and underage drinking to drinking and driving, we as a state have a lot of work to do in order to start reversing those trends. Here at the North Dakota Safety Council, we're dedicated to education, not only for the drinking age population, but for anyone from teenage drivers to business owners in our state.
To learn about NDSC programs aimed at reducing alcohol-related fatalities in North Dakota, go to ndsc.org.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach who using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
What we call the lightning round edition of the Talk Radio Town Hall, where we'll with as many questions and short answers as we can here. Representative Rick Becker on the program we call What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at B-Mobile. How about that? I was at the State Bank of Bodno yesterday. I look out the window, and what's right next door? B-Mobile. Right next door. And how many times have I said, you know, B-Mobile is wherever you are. Yeah, I'm living the commercial now. I've just seen it firsthand. And they're not only in Bodno, they are in a lot of places all across North Dakota. And they have a great deal now on that Samsung S7 and S7 Edge. You got to come in and find out more about. This thing has incredible features. water-resistant features, enhanced camera for less blur, low-light picture taking. Raise your hand if you need more battery life in your phone. Yeah, I thought so. The Galaxy S7 and S7 Edge boast the biggest battery yet, complete with fast wireless charging. So it's pretty easy to see the Galaxy S7 is the phone for you. So that's what's new and exciting at being Mobile, the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. Verizon, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. And they are in Bismarck, and they are in Fargo, and they are in Grand Forks. And they are in Detroit Lakes and Thief River Falls and Jamestown and Valley City and Wahpeton and Minot and Botno and Devil's Lake and Williston, too. Find a location near you, bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at bmobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. All right, so let's see what we have. Some Facebook questions, some email questions, and one call and 5 minutes to do it. So, Rick, real quick answers if you don't mind.
Yep.
John emails, if elected, would you work to restore the state's right to define marriage, which was legally revoked by the Supreme Court last June in that case. Regardless of where one stands on the issue of marriage, it seems that constitutionally, at least, the definition should be left to the states. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
And you would work to restore the state's right to define marriage?
Yeah, I'll work for states' rights on any issue. You know, it's a little bit more difficult. Nullification after a legislative enactment or an executive overreach is a little bit easier, I guess, than a Supreme Court ruling. But if, you know, I'm definitely open to it.
Let's see. This is from a Becker backer, self-identified Becker backer, but I don't have a name here. It says, does Rick still support giving homosexuals special protection over the rest of us citizens with a discrimination law? And don't give me the business about gays not being specifically protected under current discrimination laws, because there's no specific law protecting Christian, gun-owning, heterosexual males either. North Dakota already has discrimination laws. We don't need another one.
That's a Becker backer, huh?
That's by the way, I'm a Becker backer, yeah.
Awesome. Well, no, I've never been in favor of any group of people having special protections. Everyone should be treated equally under the law. So I'll vote accordingly. But I also am in favor of religious freedom restoration. So, you know, a lot of people have concerns about whether there's special protections for a group of people. And in fact, although I want everyone to be treated equally under the law, I also am fully in favor of the religious freedom restoration, which allows people to act according to their conscience, beliefs, and principles.
All right. Kenny says, does he have a plan to stop bringing immigrants into the state unless they have a secure job so they don't just jump on the welfare programs?
I don't have a specific plan, but it's something I want to look at very closely. I've alluded to that before with regard to taking back control from Lutheran Social Services, involving the cities and counties that get the greatest amount of the refugees, getting some transparency to determine what the actual long-term costs of them are, and then formulating a plan appropriately.
As many states have done, writes Peter, as many states have already done, would Becker support constitutional carry legislation that would allow North Dakota folks to actually practice their full Second Amendment rights?
Yeah, I'm not only supporting it, I have introduced language to legislative council they're working on right now. So it will be introduced in the 2017 session either by myself or someone else.
All right, I would like his explanation as to why he voted for a bill that would have made it easier for gays to sue an employer who they felt was discriminating against them. This bill, if passed, would have been a blow to religious freedom. Most Republicans voted against passage, but Mr. Becker voted for its passage.
Yeah, that goes back to everyone should be treated equally under the law. I don't like the law that says that someone cannot do what they will with their own time, labor, and property. However, nearly every other group is included in that. I would be very interested in allowing the inclusion, not the exclusion of people in that, but again, pair it with a restoration of religious freedom so that people will not be compelled by the government to do something that they don't believe in.
Felicia and Dickinson on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Question quickly for Representative Becker.
Yes, have something I just wanted to say quick here. Over the last couple of sessions, I watch all the voting records, and, you know, Mr. Becker, you are definitely one of the most conservative, and I'm just really excited, you know, to have you running for governor of our state. And I'm also just really excited that you're pro-life, and I'm looking forward to the convention.
Thank you.
Yep.
Alicia, thanks for the call. Appreciate that very much. And we got through everybody. How about that? You have 20 seconds to share a final thought, Representative Becker.
Okay. Well, you know, as everyone has now realized, North Dakota's at a crossroads. And I think what we need to do is take a serious look at the candidates and determine, you know, which one has the vision that aligns with the listener's vision. And you stick with that person because this is a very important time. I think that I represent someone with a vision with very strong principles who will be consistent in applying those principles. I'm not there for the cushy job. I'm there because a job needs to get done, and I plan on doing it.
Rick Becker on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Open phones next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.